in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Very, very happy to be with you on this Football Tuesday. Great stuff for you tonight. We are going to take a closer look at the secondary, the area of this football team that's really made a lot of noise in this preseason. You're seeing interceptions. You're seeing interceptions returned for touchdowns. You're seeing turnovers, seeing what you didn't see enough of last year in particular from this group. And some of the people making these plays, I mean, especially you see a guy like David Sims, a no-name guy, a guy who comes on the team as an undrafted free agent last year, ends last season on the practice squad and becomes a playmaker. And again, we've seen it in preseason games, but you see it each day in practice. And you see other players, Trevin Wade, a lower round draft pick, but a rookie who is contributing, making himself noticed. So we're going to talk about the entire group. Tim Houck will join us. He is the, of course, secondaries coach for the Browns in his first season in that role, former NFL defensive back, played for about seven different teams. But a guy with some coaching experience that he brings to this secondary and the approach he brings, we're going to get into all that. And again, the assessment of the individual players, starters, and the people vying for backup roles. You'll also hear from some of these players in the secondary. Jameer Howerton sits down with Sheldon Brown, who gives a really nice oversight of this group. You're going to want to hear from Sheldon. Buster Screen, second year corner, what he has to say, some good insights there. And then Trevin Wade, the rookie I was talking about, getting that rookie perspective. We go from the spectrum of an 11-year vet like Sheldon and a rookie just in his first camp, not even all the way halfway through his first preseason in Wade, giving you their thoughts. So you're going to want to hear that. And then we take a national look at the Browns. We always do that on this show. And a look around what's going on the rest of the National Football League from Steve Wyche. He is the outstanding reporter and commentator for NFL Network and NFL.com, one of my former colleagues there, tremendous guy. So we get him on the line from Los Angeles. He's part of that new NFL AM show. If you've watched NFL Network, terrific show that starts at 6 a.m. Eastern time. So he's, after a long day, is going to take some time with us. And a guy like has to get up, I think, go to work at like 11:30 or midnight L.A. time. So it's a different kind of shift, but he does a great job there. All right, your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, via the Cleveland Browns Daily official Twitter page at Browns_daily. By the way, you can also voicemail these in 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Always like to hear from you. If you want to dial us up and be heard, we'll play the best questions, comments on the air. Tom via Facebook, he said, this is the most impressive preseason I've seen in many years, Browns, and I've seen many. Well, that's quite a compliment coming from a longtime guy like yourself who's watched this football team, Tom, and I'll take that as for the team. It's a compliment. I agree with you that it's been an impressive preseason. I'm still not sure how much to take from it in the grand scheme of the regular season. I'm still reluctant to say to you that what you saw, especially, of course, in that Green Bay game, is something to point to and believe that it means this will continue into the regular season. I do think what it means is this is a more talented team, and it's a team that's been playing better, generally performing better, but not just in what we've seen of it in two preseason games, and we saw more of it against Packers than maybe we did it at Detroit, even though there was some impressive efforts in that one. But it's also the day-to-day practice watching that gives you the indication of how this talent is coming around. So I think what you're looking at is real and something to hang on to, but again, there's a limit to how far I'll go to tell you, yep, this means great things in the regular season. We've seen teams go, again, 4-0 in the summer and do poorly in the regular season. So there's no guarantee with that. Bradley from Facebook, he says, I want to see more aggressiveness on offense and smash mouth on defense. I thought smash mouth was more of an offensive term. I guess it applies to defense. But let them know what we're made of. Well, if you're talking about what you haven't seen enough of in the preseason, I'm going to guess, Bradley, there's limits to what you're going to see in the way of aggressive play when you are preparing for the regular season, when you're running an offense that I think still would run the football more and more effectively. We saw signs of that in the Green Bay game, didn't see it so much in Detroit. Still no Trent Richardson out there, and I think that would be reflective of an offense that would be maybe a bit more aggressive with regard to, and you know, you're also talking about, I think you're also talking about young people still finding their way, and that includes the quarterback. And I think he's actually been aggressive, maybe sometimes too aggressive at times. I would suspect you'll see more of that as it goes along in the regular season. I think what you're looking for will be there, but I'm not surprised you're not seeing. And again, schematically, what's being done in the preseason is not what you'll see in the regular season as well. That's a fact for the entire NFL. This just in. But that's, I think it goes to your point about what you're maybe looking for or not looking for. And defensively, you've had a lot of guys hurt and out. More of those guys will return. I do expect a better defensive showing with more of the regulars in place Friday night when the Browns play their third preseason game against the Eagles at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Okay, we've got much more coming up for you. Going to take that positional spotlight that we've had going this entire preseason and focus it on the secondary tonight. Tim Houck will be joining us shortly, the defensive backs coach for the Browns, to talk about that as well as some other players in the secondary. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu, and yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food.
There has never been a better time to be part of the excitement surrounding Kent State football. The Flashes had a strong finish last year, and this year with a team full of veterans and talented recruits, they're looking to rise as one. Season tickets start at $40. Visit kentstatesports.com to order your season tickets today.
WOW takes a look back at home entertainment history.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
The VCR lets you record up to 2 hours of TV.
Explore a bold new communication frontier on the World Wide Web.
Mount a masterpiece to your wall with the state-of-the-art flat panel television.
Now, entertainment is moving forward again.
Hi, I'm Gary, product engineer at WOW Internet Cable and Phone, and I'm introducing our latest innovation, Ultra TV, only from WOW. It's one solution with so many great features, like the whole home DVR that lets you record six shows at once and store up to 300 hours. Plus, wireless access to the music, home movies, and photos stored on your PC. All made possible through the innovative Smart Menu. Visit Huawei.com to learn about the greatest thing to hit home entertainment in eons.
Glad to have you with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for this entire hour. You know, Cleveland Browns Daily has launched its own official Twitter page. The handle is at Browns_daily. You can get updates from Browns training camp, links to interviews, columns, and you see photos from practice and other Browns events, previews of what you'll be hearing on each show, all of that at Browns_daily. Be sure to check that out. Let's check this out. Spotlight on the secondary. We take a look at that position as we continue our series of positional spotlights. And had a chance to sit down a little earlier today with Tim Houck, the secondary coach for the Browns, in his first season in that capacity. Asked him to give an overview of how the secondary has performed since the start of camp.
You know, I think we're coming. We're obviously not where we want to be yet, but we've got a lot of young guys back there that are developing, and they're a little inconsistent. And I'll tell you what, at times they'll sit there and fight you and fight you and fight you, and then they'll make young guy mistakes. So it's just one of the consistency thing that we've got to stay consistent and play consistent every single snap, every single down, and every single game.
As we look at some of the individuals in the secondary, a guy like Joe Hayden, who comes into season number three in the NFL, would certainly the look of someone who could be one of the elite corners in the league. What have you seen from his progress?
Well, Joe's just an explosive guy, and when he's technically sound and doing things the way we teach him to do it, he is as good as they get. So if he stays focused and stays in the game and does things right, he is going to be a great player. And again, he's still a young guy, and it's a consistency deal with him, so it's a day in and day out progress thing for him also.
And as we look at the other corner spots, certainly you got a little bit of a blow with Dimitri Patterson suffering that ankle injury. But Sheldon Brown is here and looking like a guy who definitely wants nothing to do with anybody taking his job in 11 seasons in the league and trying to make the plays that say that.
Well, you talk about a veteran and you talk about consistency. This is a guy that comes in every day and he works. He does things right. He lets those young guys know how it's supposed to be done. And you love the guy for it. And he's making plays in camp, and he's doing things right. And, you know, I got high expectations for him.
As we look at the rest of the corners and the people that you've had involved, Trevin Wade is a rookie. He's just been someone who's, it seems every time he's either on the practice field, the two preseason games that the Browns have played so far, makes you notice him.
Trevin is a good football player. He is a true football player. He is very solid in everything he does. His football knowledge and IQ helps him on the field. He's probably not the fastest guy out there, but because of his football knowledge and the way he performs and the way he recognizes formations and routes and so forth, he puts himself in the right place to make plays.
Buster Screen, a second-year guy who certainly is again, you want to see progress from these people in year two. It looked like he showed some promise as a rookie in limited time last year. What are you seeing from him?
Well, Buster's a guy that's going to fight you every single down. He is out there competing, and you love that about him. He is not going to give anybody anything easy, and he can flat-out run. So you can match him up on a speed receiver. He's going to get in his face. He's going to press him. He's going to stay on him all day long. Receivers do get frustrated with him. And you spoke about Dimitri earlier in the conversation. He's the same type of player. So you got two guys there that will really just hound dog any receiver that is out there, and they're kind of fun to watch.
You've sort of in this camp had also some interesting stories with people who are, you know, normally in those fringe areas. But let's talk about it. Safety, a guy like David Sims, who is an undrafted free agent, practice squad guy last year, and has done nothing but make maybe two of the more spectacular defensive plays, I guess, of the, well, certainly, you know, the ceiling, game ceiling interception against Detroit, but then 38-yard interception return touchdown last week against Green Bay. And on the practice field, a guy that you all always notice.
You know what? It's been fun to watch Dave develop. The more he learns the defense, the better he gets. And he just has a knack of making plays. And like you said, he had the game ender. He had the touchdown. He keeps showing up. And you've got to notice those type of things when a guy's fighting for a roster spot, where he's going to end up, where he fits for you. And he has definitely flashed for us and put himself on the radar.
Hard to not mention this guy right off the bat, but a guy who has been counted on to be one of the better safeties in the league, of course, would be T.J. Ward. And he missed most of last season with an injury. Looks like, you know, he's fighting his way back or coming back, and he's been on the field. What do you see in terms of progress from him overcoming that, A, and B, what kind of year do you think you can expect from him?
You know, you kind of put Joe and TJ in the same categories. They're still young players, but there's a lot expected from them. And the thing I like about him most is he is a physical, aggressive player, and he is going to get downhill and hit you. Now, we just got to keep him disciplined in his coverage and seeing the right things, and he is going to be a really good player in this league. We just need him to do it play in and play out.
Continuing with the safety position, a couple of people we also want to talk about are Usama Young, Eric Hag. Give me some thoughts on both of those guys, just on what you've seen so far.
Well, Yu's been out of the mix a little bit because he's been injured, so we're biting at the bit to get him back out there and really see what he can do after a good off season and being in the defense for a full year. Things I know just from tape is he is a physical guy. And he's got some skills, and he's got some veteran experience. So he's a guy that we need back in there. And then Eric Hag has been a pleasant surprise. He does everything you ask of him. He's got playmaking ability. He can play man coverage. He can play zone coverage. And basically, he gets everybody lined up and does things right. There's something to be said about a reliable guy back there that still has playmaking ability and can make you better.
And as a whole, Coach, you're new to this team, bringing a different, you know, philosophical approach to things. We've talked about this before, just your signature as a player, a hard-hitting guy. You want to bring that aggressive, hard-hitting mentality. How is this group as a whole buying into that?
Oh, they've all responded. And every week we talk about identity, and we want to create an identity for our secondary. So when we approach games, the opposing team says, holy cow, look out for these guys. They play hard, they play fast, they play physical, and they create turnovers. And that's what we're trying to get from them. And if they play hard and fast, you know what? We're going to be okay back there.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Hey, Vic, I appreciate it. It's good to be out here.
All right, Tim Houck, the secondary coach for the Browns. We continue this spotlight segment look at the secondary. The segment, of course, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Our own Jameer Howerton had a chance to sit down with a few players, starting with 11-year veteran cornerback Sheldon Brown, asking Sheldon his overall thoughts of the secondary's progress.
I think we've been pretty consistent, especially to have a young group. You know, you got TJ and Joe in their third year, Hag is in his second year, and those guys are growing well to become true pros. You know, we have some depth at the positions with guys like Usama Young, Raven Trone, Demetri Patterson is a vet, and then myself, I'm an older guy that's in that room that can share some knowledge of things that I've experienced through success and failure. So I think we have a good mix in that room.
Over the course of this training camp, the defensive backfield has been coming with a lot of plays. And after talking with your coordinator, Dick Geron, he says one of the main focuses that he wants you guys to create more turnovers. And we've been seeing that.
Yeah, we constantly talk about it and we constantly focus on it. But, you know, if you play this game long enough and you've been around teams, turnovers come in bunches. You know, you can go a whole season without turnovers and then all of a sudden you get into the playoffs and then you create turnovers. So it's one of those things where you just have to go out and do your job. The main thing is if you do your job, you play hard, you run to the ball, then good things will happen for you. You can't really go out there pressing saying, I have to. You'll never do it.
You being one of the vets in that locker room and from that defensive backfield, what is the one thing that you kind of encourage the guys day in and day out to get better at?
Well, you're never as good as people say you are, and you're never as bad as you would think you are. You know, that's my message to every young player that will play this game. And then, you know, Coach Geron made a great point, you know, to the guys where he says, you know, the sign of a true champion is you have to believe you're a champion when no one else believes in you. And, you know, I think the great Sugar Ray Robinson said that. And that's true, you know, because everyone will count you out and you have to always prove them wrong, no matter if you're on top or you're on bottom. And there's no greater feeling to prove somebody wrong when you're on bottom.
And what's it been like working with your new position coach, someone who you're very familiar with? You've actually played with him, Tim. How's that transition been?
I love Jerome Henderson, too. Had a lot of respect. He's a good mind in the game. But obviously, you know, Tim had my respect from the time he stepped foot in the door. He's a guy that I seen in the trenches with me. He's a guy I seen prepare. He's one of the guys that taught me how to be a pro when I was a rookie. So I know he understands, you know, the nuances of the game, what it is to play the game. He's been in the heat of the battle. He understands, you know, what we go through day in and day out. He's not one of these guys that's book smart, you know. So he's teaching the guys well. They respect him. They respond to him because he's been there, done that. And I think some of the play in the preseason has shown a little bit.
Now, does he call on you to be a kind of a player slash coach within that locker room and out on the field?
Well, I think it's more, you know, we try to keep guys in line. You know, we don't have guys coming late to meetings or any other stuff that will, you know, be a distraction in that room. And not only if a guy's been a distraction, then not only does it affect the team, but it speaks volumes of your lead in the room. And I think I'm that guy. So if you're late to a meeting, then now you're disrespecting me. You're wasting my time. And, you know, I don't have long to play this game left, and I don't really have time to deal with people that's full of BS.
And lastly, Sheldon, as you guys take the next step in training camp, because it's winding down now, what do you want to see from this unit as you guys head into your last two preseason games?
I just want to see continued communication and consistency. These guys are young, so they're going to play hard. You know, effort is never going to be in question. But, you know, when they're really involved and they're talking every day at practice and they're communicating, that's going to win more games for them while they're together than anything else.
Doesn't have time for BS at this stage. I don't know if any of us, I know I don't, but definitely not when you're in year 11 and you don't want to see that and someone showing up late for meetings, less than engaged with what's going on. Good stuff there from Jameer Howerton, from Sheldon Brown. Now we get a little younger with the perspective. Second year man, Buster Skrien. I think he's a guy who does not deliver any BS for Sheldon or any other players. But the question that Jameer Howerton asked him was, how much different is it for him being in his second year in Dick Juron's defense?
Everybody's playing fast. Second year under the system, we're all aggressive, and we just like to challenge receivers every play.
After talking to defensive coordinator Dick Juron, he said one of the main focus that he wanted to see from the backfield was to create more turnovers, interceptions, strip plays, and we've been seeing that. What are some of the drills that you guys work on in practice that allow you guys to translate on the playing field?
Every day at the beginning of practice, we do a turnover drill, and when we're doing DB work, we catch the ball after every break, so we've been working real hard and overemphasizing getting turnovers this year.
Let's talk about Sheldon Brown. What has Sheldon Brown been for you?
Sheldon is the knowledge of our group. Everybody comes to Sheldon if they need help with something or how to play certain techniques, what to look for on certain downs. So Sheldon is like the king of the group, I'd say.
And what's it been like working with your new position coach, Tim Howell?
Tim is a great coach. He always brings energy to the group, always challenges receivers every play. So, Tim, we really like Tim.
And just up until this point in training camp, how do you feel you're coming along? Do you feel like you are where you want to be?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot more. I'm more confident out there because I know the scheme better. So, I'm where I want to be.
And we've talked about this guy, Trevin Wade, a rookie, of course, as part of the secondary. And his role, he just seems to be throughout this training camp, throughout this preseason, someone that you have to notice. And Jameer Howerton asked him, how are things going in this rookie training camp and preseason so far?
It's been going really great for me. You know, I'm getting opportunities, and I'm just trying to make the best of them.
Speaking of those opportunities, you're surrounded by a lot of veteran players. What are you taking from the wealth of knowledge that's in that locker room?
Well, I take a lot, you know, from everybody, you know, from Joe to just taking my athleticism and having fun with it, and the knowledge from Sheldon, recognizing different defenses, and you know, the way TJ comes up and tackle, and some other knowledge for Usama Young. You know, I'm just trying to take it all and try to put it all in one.
What's the one thing that you work on every day in practice that you try to get better at?
I just, you know, come out and I just pick something. You know, every day I'll pick something for that whole day. I'll be like, you know, I'm gonna work on playing off today, or I'm gonna work on pressing today. I'm gonna work on, you know, ripping up receiver's arm down. You know, every day I just make a little goal of what I'm gonna try to do.
And just to drill down, over the course of these two preseason games, what is the one thing that you've seen from yourself that you really want to improve on?
Just basically, you know, getting to the ball and catching it, just to get our team the ball back, basically.
and you look at how camp is winding down, how's your body been feeling? Have you, you know, you hit that rookie wall. Have you hit anything yet? Or are you doing well?
I don't think I hit it yet. You know, I think I can see it, but I don't think I hit it yet. And, you know, I just come out and stretch after practice and cold tub and just try to, you know, stay hydrated.
And as you head into these last two preseason games, what do you want for yourself?
Just to, you know, show a little bit more aggressiveness. You know, I've been coming up on the run well, and I'm just trying to show more with the receivers if they catch the ball, then try to punish them to make the ball come out.
All right. He hasn't hit the rookie wall. He says he can see it. But, yeah, and that does happen, and it's a great point to bring up with him. Jerome Howardson, nice job with that, and all three guys very helpful to us in our – all four, counting Coach Hogg – in our positional spotlight on the secondary. All right, we're going to get into more of your questions, your comments. We do that throughout the show. The Ask Vic portion of the show driven by Liberty Ford. This entire show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Quaker Steak and Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great time, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. Call Brian and Sons Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem top contractor, at 440-585-9232 today.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer and share screens and webcams in real time and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Get ready to support Team USA. Even if you can't make it to the 2012 Olympic Games, you can still be a winner. Visit your local BP station to get an official game card. There are over $1 million in total prizes available, including BP gas for a week or even gas for a year.
No purchase necessary. Gas for a year awarded is $3,245 in BP gift cards. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and over, except New Jersey and Virginia residents. Void or prohibited and New Jersey and Virginia. Full rules, prize details, and information on free entry at participating BP stations or bpusathletes.com while supplies last.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm pleased to announce our newest product, Alarm Care. Alarm Care is a personal emergency response system. We're in any emergency situation. An Alarm Care user can get in touch with our central station at just the push of a button. With Alarm Care, there's no annual contract, free installation warranty, and only $28 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey, the road man, Kenny Rhoda here, and I got to tell you, when it comes to getting on the road, I choose Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Right now, the summer clearance event is happening at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, so what does that mean for you? Well, check these deals out. Get the all-new 2012 Jeep Liberty Latitude 4x4, all leather, heated seats, power locks and windows, and much more, leased for only $269 a month for 24 months. Plus, listen to this. They have $2,000 off MSRP on every new 2012 Jeep Wrangler. Plus, all the 2012 Wranglers are available with 0% financing. These great deals won't last long. Take it from the road, man. Get on out to the all-new location now open at 310 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile and get one before they're gone. Tell them the Roadman sent you. Save big now. Call 440-232-2121 for low lease deals and $2,000 off the Jeep Wrangler plus 0% financing. Check them out online as well at GanleyChryslerJeepDodge.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right. Going to go to your questions and comments via the Facebook and Twitter pages of the Browns. And a reminder about the Browns Daily Twitter page. Browns underscore daily is the handle on that. Ryan from Facebook. He says, what I'd like to see is Browns fans realize that this isn't the Browns franchise of old. You really are dealing with a 13-year-old expansion team with the same fan base. You can't say this team has sucked for the past 30 years because it hasn't been around that long. They are moving in the right direction. Well, that's an interesting perspective, Ryan, that you separate the two entities of teams. And I'm with you on the right direction for this one. I do think that's happening. We've heard it now acknowledged, and if there's a voice that you're really going to pay attention to with regard to a thought on the direction of the team, it would be that of the next owner of the Browns, and that would be Jimmy Haslam, and that's been his words in his assessment of the job that's been done here by, again, Mike Holmgren, Tom Hekert, putting it all together. And seeing what this young talent is doing and mixing with the existing talent. And again, encouraging stuff on the practice field in the snapshot. I call them the snapshot moments that I take from preseason games. Don't look at them as a whole, but the snapshot moments. The good throw, the good decision, the good route that's run, the good catch that's made, the hitting the hole the right way as a running back, the coming back from a fumble as a Montario Hardesty did. The ability to still have that old reliable kicker in Phil Dawson, who gets moved back on kicks and still on longer kicks and extra points and converts them. Overcoming adversity, mental toughness. Big part of what this team, you build that too. And you build, there are habits you build with some of the successes that you have in games, even in games that don't count. And it's also, the other thing that's taking hold, I maybe not talked about enough, is the coaching of this, the vision of this coaching staff, how it's being put together as strategy on both sides of the ball, the better understanding of what Pat Shurmur wants done offensively, the reinforcement of that from Brad Childress as offensive coordinator and some other coaches, both new and existing. And then on the defensive side, Dick Geron's scheme. How much better? And you heard Buster Skrin talk about that as a second-year guy, how much faster things are moving with a better understanding. Jason from Facebook, he said, I would like to see Colt McCoy play with the first-team offense. He's been looking really good, and he seems to be way more comfortable in the pocket, and also he's dealing with the pressure and making better decisions. Colt McCoy has played well in his two outings. However, Jason, I don't expect to see him work with the first team offense. That's not happening in this preseason, at least in terms of the plan going into each game, because that job belongs to Brandon Whedon. And what Colt McCoy is doing is, I think, making a case for himself to be the backup and try to win that job. And he knows that's what's on the line for him, to excel in this preseason enough in this training camp enough to convince the coaches that he should be the guy in that role. And I think there are days, I think there's days in practice when he throws better than others. I see stretches that maybe aren't so good, but overall, I continue to believe with who is on this team right now at the quarterback position of the four that are in camp for the, or the three, technically three, I guess, that are vying for the backup job, Seneca Wallace, Thaddeus Lewis there. Although Thaddeus Lewis is destined, if he can, doesn't change anything, in the mind of Pat Shurmur, to take the three job. And we talked about that at pretty good length last night with Michael Regei on the show, just in terms of why he makes a good fit for that role. But when we talk about McCoy, there's still this changeup thing. The thing that he does that is different from Whedon as far as how he moves, but also how he has to move, how he will only really see those true best passing lanes by moving, by going sideways and making a play that way. That's his game. That's what he does. And if he's going to do something good, it's going to happen that way. If he's going to do something that's not so good, it's likely to be, I would say, as a result of that, but also, you know, it won't help him that he's not there and standing as tall in the pocket as Whedon does. I think that's an exceptional advantage in this type of offense that, first of all, five-step, you're letting pass routes develop. You're letting things happen underneath. You're attacking, areas of the field, the West Coast, your route progressions, the timing of everything. All of that works better, I think, when you're standing dead in the heart of the pocket. And your line, by the way, has to allow you to do that. But your quarterback has to really be the guy who believes he can hang in there and get something done. That is what Brandon Whedon does. Paul says, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm excited about our DBs. Also, the tight ends look impressive. You're onto something, Paul. I do think the DBs have looked good. I don't think you should be shocked that you're saying that, because they are looking good, and they've continued to look good in this camp, in practice, making nice plays all over the place. Tight ends, yes, I think you should be impressed there too. Jordan Cameron especially has been pretty consistent guy, making plays, making catches, being that big dynamic target that you need to have. You need to have big dynamic targets to succeed in this league as a whole, in this offense in particular. That is what's going to get you points. That's what's going to get you big plays. I'm not saying smaller, faster guys like Travis Benjamin can't be big factors, and I think he will be a difference maker, but it's all in concert with those other big targets. It's taking, you know, his ability to stretch, opening things up in the shallower areas, if he's not the one making the play down the field. But it on a consistent basis, it will be Josh Gordon as a receiver, big, tall target. It will be Jordan Cameron at tight end, big, tall target. It'll be Greg Little, bigger target as well, I think, as the core. That's the vision. All right, we've got more coming up for you, a national take on this team. Steve Wyche, our buddy from NFL Network, NFL.com, join us on the line from Los Angeles shortly as you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak & Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great time, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that, my friend, is why it's called a gazebo. Once again, I find myself at Bonefish Grill for summer fresh catches. Tonight's protagonist, Lady Lobster. Her peak of the season succulents isn't around long, so I dive right into a bowl of authentic lobster bisque, fresh, creamy, and just $8.90. At the adjacent table is quite the spectacle. New England herself has plated a robustly chunked lobster roll, only $13.90. But I digress, for my grilled lobster and steak duet just arrived. A tale of forbidden love between a wood-grilled steak and cold water lobster. Along on this amorous adventure, a fresh Georgia peach martini. Too bad this summer lobster romance can't last all year long.
Enjoy all the summer fresh catches at Bonefish Grill before they're gone. Try our crab-crusted pompano or one of our grilled fish selections and signature sauces tonight.
So many choices, so little summer. Bonefish Grill, happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
HGR's Fall Football Customer Appreciation Party is Friday, August 24th, between 11 and 1, and it's open to everyone. And anyone who attends has a chance to win Visa gift cards, HGR gift certificates, as well as Browns, Ohio State, and HGR gear. Join our HGR Fall Football Picks contest with weekly prizes, and just for entering the HGR Fall Football Picks, you qualify for the grand prize drawing of Browns home opener tickets and a Visa gift card. HGR Industrial Surplus, just off the East Shore Way.
Oh, we're so pleased that you're choosing to hang out with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Tuesday edition. And we want to tell you, Browns fans, unite, because single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. This is your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups, including the home opener and division rivals. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com to choose your games today. And we're so happy to have with us now, from NFL Network, NFL.com, my longtime buddy, Steve Weisch. Steve, how you doing, man?
Vic, so good talking to you, man. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Outstanding. And I welcome you back to the show. You've been on before, but I think the last time you hadn't started your new gig yet, and we want to, let's plug that, the AM show, the NFL AM show, which is weekdays starting at 6 a.m. Eastern time on NFL Network. You're a part of that. It really, let me tell you, Steve, it's an outstanding show. I mean, it's so informative, but also has that kind of that Today Show feel, yet in the football sporting realm.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we're aiming for. It's a morning show, but it's not so under the hood that if you're waking up at 7 o'clock, you know, getting your coffee, you know, you're getting steamrolled with, you know, football jargon. You know, it's really conversational. We've got great chemistry. You know, Eric Davis, the former 49ers cornerback, Mark Kriegel, a longtime New York columnist who was with Fox.
Right.
And then Nicole Zalumis and Brian Weber are the co-hosts. And it's just really, it's really creative. It's very smart. And, you know, we're just real fortunate, you know, to be on it. We're entering our fourth week. And, you know, everybody's really kind of fine in their lane. I think it's really going to work, and it's going to be great for all the viewers.
No, I think it's going to be a great success, and I wish you all the best with it. And you've got a definite fan in me watching it here in Cleveland. Now, let me move on to something else that's new, and that is basically the new-look Browns with a lot of young talent. How's that for a transition?
Beautiful. But, well done, man.
But I bring it up to you for a couple of reasons. One, one of those new players was a guest on the NFL AM show recently, Brandon Whedon, the Browns rookie quarterback. Like your thoughts, first of all, in general, about the newcomers and the talent that they bring, and then specifically some of your impressions of Brandon.
Well, you know, I actually interviewed him this summer on my podcast, and the first thing you realize is, you know, he's not your average rookie. He is a 28-year-old young man. This is a guy who's got some maturity with him, carries himself and will be able to deal with the expectations. I mean, playing quarterback in the NFL is a lot more than, you know, calling signals, deciphering defense, and throwing passes.
Right.
I mean, you've got the whole package of dealing with the media and dealing with fans and dealing with community groups. He's going to knock that part out of the park. Just a very smooth, mature, young guy. Now, in terms of a player, you saw preseason the gains he made from week 2 from week one. And I think he's going to be that type of guy. People I've spoken to were like, you know, look, if this guy was 22, 23, there's a chance he could have been the second or definitely the third quarterback taken. It was just that his age is kind of held against him, which means his window for his learning curve is smaller. But that means that maybe he can step in and give the Browns something a little sooner. And I think he's a perfect fit for that West Coast system that Pat Shermer and Brad Childress run, kind of timing-based system, because he can get that ball out of his hands. He can make good throws.
Right.
You know, look, no one knows how great he's going to be out of the gate, but I think he's someone over time who's going to do well, because the Browns have a lot more talent on that team than people give him credit for.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Trent Richardson comes aboard. Of course, we've only seen him briefly in camp because he underwent that arthroscopic knee surgery. Do expect him back soon, and the hope is that he's here for the start of the regular season. But also Travis Benjamin at wide receiver. Josh Gordon coming aboard as a supplemental pick as a wide receiver and has been impressive in practice and, you know, seemingly making progress on that long learning curve that he has for a guy who's been out of football and had no off season. And then adding Mitchell Schwartz to the offensive line and other young people pretty much all over the place. Steve, I assume then that you're seeing this talent infusion as being legitimately an upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, not even so much the infusion, but the talent that they've been building there the past couple of years. I mean, that offensive line, there's legitimate guys there. I mean, the best way, Vic, and you know this, that you evaluate the talent is, just, let's say you release a guy if other teams would snatch him. Well, people would snatch up that offensive line right away. And then you've got the Greg Littles and the Massaquas and, you know, some of the new talent that's come in. I mean, there are players there. And that was a top 10 defense there last year. There's players on both sides of the ball now. Is Cleveland going to be able to necessarily leapfrog Baltimore and Pittsburgh? You know, you don't know. That's why we play the games. And, you know, if Whedon doesn't turn the ball over, the key to success as a quarterback in the NFL isn't necessarily throwing 35 touchdowns. It's not turning the ball over. If he doesn't turn the ball over and they're able to control the clock at times with that run game and have that defense give that offense a short field to get them field goals or touchdowns, and they had a chance, man. I mean, that's the quickest way to be competitive and to maintain some type of competitive success.
Steve Weisch from NFL Network, NFL.com, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you touched upon the rest of this division, this AFC North. Steve, what are your impressions based on, you know, what you know? Talk about the Steelers, again, getting older in a lot of places, having some turnover on the defensive side of the ball. The Ravens, so much talk about that offensive line, maybe getting a little long in the tooth and maybe not being what it needs to be for their ability to continue to be a contender. But what, and we know about the Bengals, certainly had coming off a good draft, but a team that made the playoffs last year with a rookie quarterback. How are you looking at the rest of the division?
Great division. I think Baltimore, despite some of its concerns, has got to be one of the, you know, three or four teams out of the gate you have to look at that can compete, you know, for a Super Bowl. You know, even though they're not going to have Terrell Suggs for however long, and they lost Jared Johnson, outside linebacker, you know, Ozzie Newsome has stacked depth there. And that offense, yeah, the offensive line has some issues, but not many. And, you know, they throw the ball. They're going to become a much more of a big play type of team.
Mm-hmm.
So Baltimore is going to be very good. Pittsburgh is going to be very good. Yeah, they're older in some positions on defense, but they've got some young guys to step in. You know, Todd Haley, he can scheme a passing game like it's nobody's business. So there's going to be some learning curve for them offensively, but Pittsburgh's a big play team. And now we see the tandem of Andy Dalton and A.J. Green. I mean, that could be something special. So that's a rugged division. You know, and going back to Cincinnati, you know, Mike Zimmer, that defense is going to be top 10 with him being the coordinator, and regardless of what players they give him, he finds ways to play to their strengths.
Right.
So it's a very, very tough division, but I don't think it's one where any team is infallible. An injury here, or, you know, go on a 2 or 3 game losing streak and see how they handle adversity.
Right.
It could open the door. I mean, you really don't know.
some of the other interesting storylines around the league. They usually involve quarterbacks in one form or another. The Titans recently announcing that Jake Locker is going to be their starting quarterback, beating out Matt Hasselbeck. I don't know that that was that much of a surprise, right? I mean, they wanted to get Jake in there as quickly as they could, but Hasselbeck was the bridge guy.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think anyone should be surprised by this. Remember, you know, when Mike Munchak took over as head coach, they drafted Jake Locker. And typically, you know, the head coach, if he's going to draft a quarterback as high as they did, that quarterback's going to get on the field as soon as possible. The only thing that delayed that transition was the lockout. You know, maybe they didn't feel that Locker had enough off-season work to come in and be ready. And I think that's what happened. You know, Jacksonville had no plans doing that with Blaine Gabbert either, and he just got thrust in there because the regular quarterback, David Garrard, got hurt. So, yeah, I mean, Locker is going to be in there. We'll see. I think one thing that coaches and GMs will tell you when they make a decision like this isn't even necessarily how they completely perform in preseason games, but how other players in that locker room gravitate towards a certain quarterback, how they feel about him in the huddle. And by all accounts, it seems like they really, the players there, as much as Hasselbeck led them to a 9-7 record last year, really had a lot of confidence and faith in Locker.
Browns fans certainly aren't going to be probably all broken up if Michael Vick, it turns out, is, you know, in any way, shape, or form either unable to play or is not at full strength to play in the September 9th preseason opener. You know, the Eagles, of course, face the Browns Friday in the third preseason game, but in a very odd juxtaposition of games, with that one being Friday and then the Eagles turning around 2 weeks later and returning to Cleveland for that opener. But the issue with Michael Vick, with what happened, the hit that he took to the section from Kyle Love, repeat type of thing, where he's had, you know, these types of injuries, and he got banged on the hand on the helmet. That's another part of this one, but the rib thing, I think, is it a little bit chronic?
Well, you know, they've got to be concerned about it, because, you know, he's a shorter quarterback, and it's just kind of odd that a shorter quarterback is taking blows to the ribs. So he's opening himself up. He's exposing himself. Remember, he missed games the past couple of years with bruised ribs and cartilage damage to the ribs. So whatever he's doing, his style of play is exposing his ribs. I mean, you don't see a lot of guys necessarily go out with rib injuries. You know, Tony Romo had the broken rib last year. But,
right,
you know, Vic has always played that gonzo quarterback style, and you don't want to reel him in because you take away his effectiveness that way. But then if you let him continue to play kind of that riverboat gambler style, again, he exposes himself to injury. And if he goes down, as good as Nick Foles and Mike Kafka might be as backups, the Eagles' playoff hopes are in trouble. Mike Vick's only played one full season out of nine because of little nicks and bumps and bruises here and there. So if he's going to get hurt, the Eagles are probably hoping that it happens earlier in the season and he can come back than when they're in the guts of a playoff hunt in December.
And as we also look at another league-wide issue that is definitely on a lot of the, maybe, I don't know if it's in the forefront of people's minds, but it's still there because it gets brought up with each game that's played, and that is the replacement officials. And by all indications, this lockout of the regular refs is going to continue, and it doesn't look like it has a very quick end in sight.
Yeah, I can't see how they really get to the regular season. If they don't get something done this week, I don't see how they get to the regular season without having the replacement refs. I mean, just to throw the regular refs in there with no preseason or only on 2 or 3 days notice would seem, you know, kind of a rush. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they could kick it up, the bottom of them, like they're riding a bike, but the way things look right now, and from people I've spoken with, the league is full ready to go into the regular season with these officials. And although there's been, you know, complaints and concerns and things like that, we haven't seen any calls that would have necessarily altered, you know, the outcome of a game or the safety of a player.
Right.
So I think most people can live with that, understanding the circumstances. Now, I think the league does need to get its true officials back as soon as it can. But this is one of those negotiations, Vic, that, you know, a lot of times there's 11th hour activity, and I don't know what that deadline is, but I'm thinking we're getting so close. And again, the regular season probably will open with replacement officials.
Yeah, it seems to be that way. But I think your point's well taken, that I don't find myself, and again, you look for a lot of fodder for your show and what you contribute to NFL Network, to NFL.com, and I don't find myself also consumed with, look at that call in that game or look at that situation. Maybe there are some awkward mechanical things that have gone on and the rough edges of it all, but the whole idea of less experienced, certainly referees, officials that I haven't worked NFL games, makes people uncomfortable around the league. I'm sure coaches and others involved. But as you point out, there just hasn't been that one thing yet that so many people have focused on.
Yeah, and the thing is, if that one thing does happen, are you going to be able to differentiate as to whether that would have happened with a regular official?
Right.
I mean, again, you know, I think getting the regular officials, the folks who've given so much of their time and experience, getting them back on the field is crucial. But, you know, it just doesn't look like it's going to happen in the short term.
Yep. Steve, great stuff. And we appreciate you taking the time to join us. And we look forward to catching up with you again and again. Continued success with NFL AM. It's weekdays starting at 6 a.m. Eastern time on NFL Network.
Thanks for having me on, Vic.
All right. Steve Wyche, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's just an old ball, really. Nothing more. We owned it and shared it. We prayed it would come to us, and we wanted to give it away. We have watched it weather storms and bask in the sun, and it's always right here.
This ball is
in our hands. Cleveland Indians, celebrating tradition.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. This year, people are celebrating the Ford Summer Sales event with burgers and new friends and me.
Ford Fusion is very spacious and comfy.
It looks fantastic.
Oh my gosh, love the Fiesta. This is fun.
Good-looking car.
Like, for real, Tor. This is what you take to the club.
It's like a sports car, but luxurious. It's a Ford Explorer.
It drives really nicely.
It's very impressive.
I had no idea that Ford made cars with such good fuel economy and safety. I mean, this is really amazing.
The real party is going on down at your local Ford dealer. Stop by. It's the Summer Sales event, and you're invited.
Right now, get great offers on a huge selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Ford Credit Financing, get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on a 2012 Fusion or Escape. Not all buyers will qualify. 60 months at $1,667 per month per thousand finance. Excludes taxes, title, and license fees. Excludes hybrids. Take new retail delivery by October 1st. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for details, or visit driveoneohio.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. To Facebook, Twitter pages, Browns official ones. Randall says, Facebook, forget about not showing the Eagles anything. Continue to work on getting reps like it was any other game, and then game plan creatively for the opener. I want to see the attack style philosophy at that point. Quit being so predictable. We have not shown anybody anything for years. Well, Randall, I'm going to tell you, I hate to break it to you, but that will be about as vanilla a game for both teams as you're going to get. It doesn't mean you won't see exciting plays, that we're ruling those out, but they will play this cautiously. You just don't, 2 weeks before the opener, open things up as you're suggesting. Sorry, doesn't work that way. And, yeah, I think they can, you know, create something creative for the opener. Andrew from Facebook, he said, you will see us go out in shotgun against the Eagles if Trent Richardson isn't 100% to open it up. Well, yeah, talking about that. I don't know about that. I think this has been an under-the-huddle offense all the way through. I don't think that's going to change, and you know, with or without Trent Richardson. We want to thank Tim Houck and Sheldon Brown, Buster Screen, Trevin Wade, Jameer Howerton, Steve Weish, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will be back with you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.